Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Zurian Show. As always, I hope that this finds you all in the best of health, wealth, and happiness, and that all is going well for you. Today's show is going to be a little bit, again, in line with everything else that we talk about. Positive mind, positive state of being, taking positive action, belief in yourself, belief in those around you, understanding that you need to remove those negativities from your life, be it people, things, or other situations that you may be involved in, so that you can move forward and have a beautiful and outstanding life, and so that you can live a life of quality. Again, that's what it's all about, isn't it? It's all about living a life of quality. It's all about waking up in the morning with a smile on your face and going to bed at night with an even bigger smile on your face, knowing that tomorrow you're going to be able to do it all over again and not having to deal with the drudgery and the misery and the aggravation of miserable people and miserable situations that we sometimes find ourselves deeply, and when I say deeply, I mean deeply involved in. Ladies and gentlemen, remember that everything is a state of mind. It's how you perceive it and how you look at it that makes it reality. And the only reality is the reality in which you give it. So, with that in mind, today we're going to talk about happiness. Now, if you're looking at the information that we put out for the show, when we talk about, when we mention happiness in what we've got there, we've got a whole bunch of different quotes. And those quotes are just motivational. They're just there so that, you know, you can look at them and you can, you know, maybe use some of them. I got them from another website. It's not even mine. But needless to say, those points are still very valid and they're very good and they're very strong motivators, and we all need to take them into account. Anyway, like I was saying before, happiness is a state of mind. And from that state of mind, we need to take positive action to make sure that we get the things that we want out of our lives. So what that ends up being is that the happiness that we receive is happiness that we worked for. We earned it. Get it. Understand that. When you have happiness, you should earn it, all right? And you should earn it so well that it becomes natural to where you just get it. You just get it because you woke up this morning. You just get it because you've done the necessary things to put yourself in the position to receive all that happiness and all that joy. Now, you can call it the joy of God or joyful noise or the joy of living. You can call it whatever it is that you want, as long as you're feeling happiness and your happiness isn't causing anybody else misery. And when I say isn't causing anybody misery, I'm not saying that there's not going to be miserable people that come around you or miserable people that are going to try to steal your happiness or steal your dream, or as some people call them, those dream snatchers. Because those are the people, again, that we need to remove from our lives. So if we remove those dream snatchers, those dream stealers from our life, then what's going to happen? We're going to just have a whole lot of good time, and we're going to have fun. And understand, too, that, you know, if you can't find people around you that bring you joy or bring you happiness, that don't add to your life, notice I said add to your life, not take away from it, then that means your circle of friends or your circle of associates is bad. Now, also, please understand that not everybody in that circle may be bad. You need to selectively and basically like a surgeon with a knife go in there and cut out the bad pieces. You know, if you've got an apple or an orange or something, and that apple or orange is starting to, let's say, turn brown or starting to become too ripe, depends on how you want to look at it, you don't need to throw out the whole apple. You get your knife, you cut out that little piece, the rest of the apple is what? Good. What is that apple going to bring you? It's going to bring you sustenance, it's going to bring you nutrients, it's going to bring you minerals, it's going to feed you, it's going to be an enjoyable moment. So that one little spot on the apple doesn't mean you're bad, or it doesn't mean that the whole apple is bad. Same thing with if you have health problems and you have to have something removed. You get that one thing removed, and as long as it's not an essential thing to you, what ends up happening? You continue to live a normal life. You just don't have that peace. And to be honest, your body makes up for it, and it compensates so that you can, you know, go on with your life. And the same thing is with friends, associates, pals, buddies, all of that stuff. We need to find a way to cut out those cancers and cut out those negative people that aren't going to add to us and aren't going to help us in any way to grow and develop. Mind you, we're not asking anybody to do us a favor. We're asking people to do what should be normally right. Now, how you structure that is how you structure it. But again, remember what I'm saying. I'm not saying that your happiness is at the sacrifice of someone else. What I'm saying is that your happiness should be a combination of you wanting certain things that are good and positive and the others that are around you that supposedly care about you also wanting those same things for you. And together you living a beautiful and positive life. So today's show is going to be relatively short. Why is it going to be short? Because we're talking about happiness, and happiness shouldn't be a long, drawn-out thing. The enjoyment and pleasure that you find from happiness should be a long and drawn-out thing, but the fact of how to get there shouldn't be. It should be simple little steps that we do. Again, remember, a positive mindset and a positive attitude will help you get where you need to get as long as you back it up with positive action, and that positive action needs to come from you. You need to do the things that you need to do so that you can experience the things that you want to experience if you truly want to experience them. Remember, some people talk a good game, but they don't really want happiness. They don't really want joy, and if you find that you're around those types of people, you need to really remove yourself from that crowd and remove yourself from those types of people. But anyway, Blog Talk, as always, I hope that the shows are full of information and that if you guys would like to give us any feedback, that you please do so. Right now, you know, it's another day, another beautiful day in the neighborhood. You know, we're winter, it's 2012. Today is what, the 13th day? Friday the 13th. Holy crap. You know, I didn't even think of that. See, I'm so wrapped up in me having a positive day myself. I didn't even think about that. What's Friday the 13th? Let's talk about that for a few seconds. Friday the 13th is supposed to be a day when gloom and doom happen and everything falls apart. Well, if you guys have listened to my shows in the past, and of course I recommend that you do, you know that the way that I see things is that even with the worst things that could possibly happen, there's usually some good things within them. There's usually some positive things within them. There's usually some things that are going to spur you on or be adders and not retractors to your life. However, sometimes, because of the fact that there's so many other things that are going on in our lives, and a lot of times those things seem to be negative, we have a tendency to miss those positive attributes that are also taking place at the same time, but are sometimes mixed in with all of those negative events that are occurring in front of us. So we need to step back. We need to step back and reevaluate what's going on and look at it again with an open and positive mind. While we're looking at those things, we need to look for those little golden nuggets, because even on a very, very bad day when everything is going crazy and nothing seems to be working out, there are positive things happening, and those positive things are happening all around us. Those positive things are happening right in front of us. It's just, again, that we need to open up our eyes and see it, because what? Sometimes opportunity is wrapped in difficulty. Sometimes in difficulty is wrapped the opportunity, and sometimes we don't recognize it because we're so focused on that negative thing that's occurring within our lives that we don't see those positive opportunities. So today we're talking about taking those negativities and looking for those positive events in it. You know, it's kind of like when you have a job. Ladies and gentlemen, not everybody was made to be a wage slave. Some people truly enjoy it. They truly get a bang out of it. They truly think that because they worked 80, 90, I don't know, 100 hours this week, that it means something. And it does mean something. It means that you worked 80, 90, 100 hours this week. That's about all it means. Now, if you think differently, that's your opinion, you're more than welcome to it. I'm not disputing your opinion. I'm sharing my thoughts, my beliefs, and how I see things. And in the scheme of things, ladies and gentlemen, does industry still go on without you? Yes, it does. Was industry going on before you came about? Yes, it was. Will it continue to go on without you? Yes, it will. However, your family, your loved ones, your kids, all of those things around you, how long are they going to be here? They're going to be here a minute amount of time in the scheme of things. So that means that they're here for a limited amount of time. If you don't take advantage of that opportunity that you have, which is people that love and care for you, and you don't do it to where they feel as though you're actually giving them your undivided attention because you're so busy trying to reach the next level, what you're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is you're going to wake up one day and you're going to find out that you're alone. And you're going to be miserable and you're going to be bitter. And why are you going to be miserable and bitter? You're going to be miserable and bitter for the simple reason that you have sacrificed everything for these people. However, these people that you sacrificed everything for don't seem to appreciate the fact that you've done all of this sacrificing. And that's not going to be a good thing. That's not going to be a positive thing for you or the people that you say you love and say you cherish. So again, ladies and gentlemen, it's all about perspective. However, please understand that even though your perspective may be right to you, that doesn't necessarily make it right. That's a very important thing to keep. Happiness is a state of mind. However, the happiness of you and how you feel about others is a state of action. It's not about the money, ladies and gentlemen. It's not about the perceived power. It's not about any of those things. The only thing that makes money a beautiful thing for me is that by me having money, I can do all of the things that I'd like to do and help a lot of the people that I'd like to help. I can't help them all because I don't have that kind of money, but I can help a lot of people. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, you know, let's look at life as an opportunity. Let's take advantage of that opportunity and do the things that we need to do so that we can become happy and share that happiness with the world. Because if we can share it with the world, we're going to make the world a better place. And even if we make the world a better place for one other person besides ourselves, we've done some good. We've actually added to the world. We've actually given back something. All right? Your job in life isn't over until your life is over. And even when your life is over, wouldn't you rather leave a legacy than debt? Wouldn't you rather leave a legacy of goodness and hope than misery and damnation and negativity? I would think so. I would hope so. So listen, everybody out there, please have a great day. And I believe we're about to get the Martin Luther King holidays coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, the holiday is about to come up. Let's have a beautiful and wonderful day, wonderful week, wonderful month, wonderful year, and years to come. Opportunity is all around you. Take advantage of it. Don't sleep through it. Don't miss great opportunities because your mind is wrapped up on little negativities. Don't let little negativities take away your great opportunities. Don't miss the show because you were too busy getting wrapped up in the traffic. Don't carry something that's not going to serve you with you all day and ruin your whole day for something that happened in a few minutes or a few seconds. Let's get a positive attitude and move on to things that we know we need to do so that we can be happy, joyful, and live a life worth living. Pretty much, ladies and gentlemen, that's all that I can say. As always, on the Zurian Show, I want to thank you all for listening and thank you for allowing me to share some of my time and some of your time with you. And remember that a leader without followers is just taking a walk. And since I know I have people that are listening, you may not be a follower, but I appreciate you being a listener. And I truly appreciate sharing this time with you and sharing my thoughts. Thank you very much, Blog Talk. Thank you very much, world. Thank you very much, everyone. And for all of those that add to my life, I want you to say thank you. And for all of those that are going to add to my life, I welcome to meet you and deal with you. Take care and be well. And everybody have a great and wonderful day. Etc., etc., etc. Today is now. Take care.